A local Halifax business has been denied an appeal on their vending license after a meeting of the appeals standing committee on Thursday. Buckley's Barbecue has been operating for almost 30 years now, with their Halifax location having been there for about five. The food truck's Dalhousie location originally had their vending license revoked earlier this month, meaning they cannot operate at their location in front of Dalhousie's Student Union building. This was done because of a criminal conviction of the owner of said location. Both the owner of the Dow location, Leanne Sims, and waterfront location owner, Greg Buckley, spoke in front of councillors at this meeting, asking for a reconsideration to reinstate the license. They were given the chance to explain their situation and plead their case individually as to why Leanne was suitable to run this
Several
food
years
cart.
Ago, I went through an extremely difficult point in my life. I lost my father to dementia. I went through a rough divorce, amongst many other traumas. Unfortunately, I fell into the wrong path. I made a poor decision, and I was subsequently charged with the offense because there was drugs out of my possession. The harshness of the trafficking charge had to be presented due to the circumstances of the evidence that was found on me at the time. However, in court, it was discussed and explained to the judge that it was of personal use. The judge had deemed me not a threat to the public, and in turn, I was handed down one of the most lenient sentences for this type of charge due to my rehabilitation and it being my only charge ever. Basically, this is my livelihood. I've never jeopardized losing my livelihood because of this. I would never, ever dream of trafficking to anybody, let alone university students. My daughter goes to Dalhousie University as well. It's been a hard 2.5 years rehabilitating myself. I am sober and never intend on going back to the dark spot.
We operate every single day on the waterfront right now. We represent HRM every single day to all the different tourists. I imagine we probably speak to more people in a given week or day than just about anybody in HRM. We represent the city quite well. We discuss things with tourists. We tell them history of HRM. We provide an incredible service down there. We have a 5-star rating. We put a lot of effort into this. This is what we've done for a long time now. This is how our livelihood completely revolves around. We've already lost half of the season so far with the part of that contract that Dalhousie. This process has taken from April until now. So we've missed, all the graduations, all the busy times at Dal. We're still missing time there, which has been a serious revenue, a loss of revenue definitely for us, which kind of hurt on trying to get the transcripts from the courts about this. The judge deemed her not to be a threat to the public. She did get a very lenient sentence for what happened because they understood the situation. So we were very happy about that so that we can try and continue on just doing what we did and focus on our work and focus on doing a good job. And I feel like we've done that. We were operating at Dal the last 2 years, and we're very well liked up there, like Leanne said. I really would hate to see all of the hard effort over the last number of years that we put in to have our business closed.
Councillors such as Trish Purdy and Catherine Morris then got the opportunity to ask the two questions to give clarity on their decision. Ultimately, the vote did not go their way, and the appeal was denied. Thanks for listening to CKDU. I'm Jenna McConnell. This story was made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.